Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and we will read verse 1 to 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, then we will pray. And he quickened who were dead in trespass and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also you all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your help and your support unto us. Thank you for your loving kindness. Let us come to God with thanksgiving for all the good things that he gives us, that he provides for us. Thank you, Lord, for your death on the cross, for our sins, to give us eternal life. We thank you for the salvation. We thank you that our names are written in heaven. We thank you, Lord, for your help and your support, your kindness unto us. We thank you, Lord, for our families. We thank you for all the good things, the good health that you give us. We thank you for all the answered prayers. Let us confess and renounce our sins. Confess your sins one by one, and ask him forgiveness. Jesus, help us, guide us, strengthen us to go on and save you, O Lord. Forgive, Lord, as we confess, renounce our sins, forgive us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you for the assurance of salvation, the assurance of forgiveness. Cleanse us, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we confess and renounce our sins, bring us back to you, Lord. Help us to reconcile with you. Accept us once again as your children. As we repent and renounce. Lord, we commit ourselves to live our life to you. Commit yourself to God. Give him the glory and the honor. Commit yourself to serve him, to live according to his will and according to his plan. Thank you, Jesus. Bless each and every family, Lord. Even as we are praying, provide our needs. Now we start to pray to God. Help us and guide us, strengthen us. Provide our needs, Lord. Be with us, O God. Help us, O Lord, guide us. Provide the needs. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. We thank you for your grace and mercy and your support unto us. There is no one like you, O God. Provide our needs. Hear the cries of your people. Heal the sick. Provide for the poor and needy. Give jobs, income, visas, promote, give better jobs, increase salary. Lord, you help us. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings. Let's pray. It's time for prayers. Time to bring all our burden to Him, because He cares for us. Cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for strength. Thank you, God, for provision, for help, for support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I pray for each and every family to shine for you. Help the parents, help the single mothers, oh God. Help children to behave and to submit to your will. Pray for each and every family to shine by action and deed and words to preach your word. They will set examples to others to know you and to follow you, oh God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, Jesus. O God, you help, you strengthen, you provide, O God. I pray for Bible reading and worship in each and every family. Parents will be responsible to teach their children the Word of God and read the Word of God to them. Help, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Provide for those who are in need. Take all obstacles that all families will come to you, O God. Pray now for your job, the place you are working. Pray for your boss. Lord, we pray that your name will be lifted up and glorified. We pray, Lord, that you will bless these companies and the places that my brothers and sisters are working, so that they too will be blessed. I pray they will receive their salaries on time. I pray for increasing their salary, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for provision. I pray for help that come from you, O God. I pray for bonuses to them. I pray for them to be faithful in giving their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord. You are great God. There is no one like you, O Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy, your support, your strength. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for providing for us, Lord. There is no one like you, God. as you pray. If you know any brother or sister need the prayers, we just pray for one another, carry each other's burden. And in this we fulfill the law of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you, we adore you. There is none like you, O God. There is none like you. Help us, O Lord. Help our brothers and sisters, those who are in need of jobs, those who are in troubles, those who are having difficulties. You help them, provide for them. O God, we are praying for them. Pray for those who have no income. Provide, O God, provide. Pray for those who are sick. You heal, 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 O God, heal. Let your healing touch spread in your body. We are your church, we are your body. Help us and guide us and be with us. We bless you, O Lord, we magnify. Pray now for your, pray for the people around you, for your relatives, your friends, your neighbors, the people that you know back home, your contacts, the people that you meet daily. Pray that you can reach them with the gospel, that the word of God will be separate. O Lord, help and guide and strengthen. Bless your church, your people, O God. We commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, peace, joy, self-control, patience, gentleness and kindness, that people will see Christ in us, in the name of Jesus. We pray. You help us, you guide us, O God, to reach them with action and deed and with words, O God. O Lord, we use all our contacts and the facilities that we have, the social media that in our hands, that we can reach people with the gospel, to spread your word, to plan Bible studies, to reach families. O God, I pray. You fill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need to evangelize, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, gift of healing. And whatever talents and skills we need, you provide for us. I pray more people to be saved, more people to receive water baptism. Pray for more people to get baptized with the Holy Spirit, and they will save wholeheartedly. Oh God, hear us and guide us. Strengthen us. Go on and save and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless this country UAE and bless the other nations that the church has expanded in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Malawi, and Sierra Leone, Armenia, Kenya, Nigeria, and America, Australia. Lord, we pray. We pray for more evangelism. We pray that you enable us to spread your word. We pray that you bless all these countries and nations that will have favor from you and from those in authorities, that all what we need, whatever logistic need and whatever documentation needed, you'll provide for us, oh God. We pray for visions and dreams, that you reveal yourself to those non-believers around us. We commit ourselves to pray for them. We pray for those in authorities, that they will know you and follow you, Lord. We commit ourselves to preach your word. We commit ourselves in all these places to be good citizens, to follow the scriptures, and to abide with the laws, so that we will give good testimony about you, God. Lord, bless the church. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Help us, O God, and guide us to spread your word, O Lord, and to do the work of yours and your will in full. Bless the ministries of the church, bless the website, bless the church school, bless the worship ministry. Bless also, Lord, Lord, the publication ministry, the translation ministry, the church banking, the church clinic. We pray that you use all these ministries to provide service and to bring you glory and honor, that through them that people will know, oh God, that you are the true God and we are your servant. Even Lord, we pray that you anoint the worship today, anoint the prayers, anoint this recording of worship, anoint the songs, the giving, and the message. Let your name, Lord, be lifted up, and let your name be magnified. We thank you, God, and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's all stand. Let's worship the Lord. This is the house of God, and we are His temple. We are His people. Amen. And the Holy Spirit resides in us. Let's come and worship Him and thank Him.
Amen.
O God, you will come in our life. You lead us and guide us. We are willing to serve you and follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All things are possible. Amen. Amen. Nothing is impossible with God. As we trust Him, as we obey Him, all things are possible to those who believe, who set their heart to follow the Lord. Amen. Let's worship the Lord and let's clap our hands unto Him and serve Him. Possible with you, Lord. By faith we receive. By faith we continue to serve you, trusting you, Lord, that you do marvelous things in our life. Let's come to the Lord as a drink from the living water, the Holy Spirit in His presence. Let's get the comfort that comes from Him as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee, after God. Yes, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The only one who gives us comfort is you. The only one who heals us is you. The only one who helps us and satisfies us is you, O God. Comfort each and every one of us here and the brethren and the rest of your body in other places. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, O God. Refill us, O Lord. Satisfy us, Lord.
Thank you.
Take us, O God. Guide us, O Lord. Mold us. Use us. Fill us, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. And help us, Lord, to continue to walk with you, to continue to serve you until you come and take us with you to heaven. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time you give us to worship you. Thank you for the healing, the grace, your provision. Thank you for all that you give us and provide for us. It's time to worship the Lord with what we prepare to bring to him, to give him from tithes and offerings and first fruit and vows. We give it to our God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Father, for everything. Thank God for my brothers and sisters who brought you with you for you from tithes, offerings and first fruit. Lord, they brought you by faith. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. And pour out so much blessing in their heart, their lives, that they have no place to keep. And, oh God, I pray you rebuke all divorce, pestilence, unnecessary bills, fines, penalties, and things of the devil against them. Rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray let all nations know that they are blessed by you, O God. And Lord, we pray that you anoint this amount of money, multiply it, and use it, Lord, to reach the lost. We thank and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue today speaking about the new creation. When you are born again, you are a new creation. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and chapter 5 and verse 17 say, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We started to speak last week about what our position is in Christ, when you are new creatures, and we discuss that we are redeemed, we are purchased by the blood of Jesus. He bought us back from sin and from Satan and from death. And also we discuss that we are justified, that our sins are covered, and that when God look at us, he's seeing no sin in us, but he's seeing the righteousness of Jesus in our lives. And we also say that as we are new creatures in Christ, we are becoming his children. As God give us his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that's in us, that revive our dead spirit, and when we become born again, then that same spirit is making us the children of God. And we started to discuss what are the privileges and what are the characters that we have being a children of God. And we say that being a child of God, we have been made like Jesus. In fact, he's our elders, brothers, and we are brothers and sisters also of him. And also being God's children, we receive God's care and God's love. And also we spoke that being a child of God, we have a life of peace, knowing that God is watching over us, God is caring for us. And knowing also that all things will work together for good, that God will turn every situation for our good, being his children. These are the privileges, and these are things that we need to know, so we will know our position in Christ, and what Christ is doing and has done is going to do for us. And And the next thing that we're going to discuss today is, being a child of God, we have inheritance. I mean, we have inheritance in heaven, in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4, it say, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. These are the inheritance that we have in heaven. That this inheritance that we have in heaven, it is incorruptible, it is undefiled, and will not fade away. It is kept in heaven for us, as long as we are in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we also, according to the word of Jesus in John chapter 14 and verse 2 and 3, John chapter 14 verse 2 and 3, he say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So there is a mentions Jesus had to prepare for us in heaven. These are the inheritance, being a children of God. What else? Being a child of God, we belong to one family and we have love for each other. Being a children of God, we belong to one family, and this family is the church. That is his body, and we receive love and care from God, and also we receive God's love and care through brothers and sisters. As being in one family, we love one another, we care with one another, we pray for one another, we encourage one another. In the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14, it says that we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. But the point is that, being children of God, we belong to the family, and we have love for one another. This is the privilege that we have, being a children of God and being in the family of God, and that is His church and His body. What else? Being a child of God, what is the privileges more that we have? Being a child of God, the Spirit of God and the Father live in us, and we call Abba, Father. Hallelujah. That's what I mean. Like a father in any family, he is our father over his family, and we are his children, and we call him Abba, Father. And that's what we read in book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 6. What a beautiful promise God has given to us. We have a father, we can cry up to him, Abba, Father. And Galatians 4:6, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son and into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And that's why we pray, and we know that when we cry to God hear us. Amen. When we cry to God hear us. And that is another thing, that we don't have fear, because we have our Father always with us. Always He is listening to our prayers and our crying out to Him. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse And verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. So we don't have fear. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That's it. Why we cry when we pray, Father in heaven, because he's our Father and he hears us. That's why we don't need to have fear. Since the Holy Spirit lives in us, what else we have? Not only prayer, but we have the spiritual gifts. We have the gift of healing. We have the gift of evangelism. We have message of wisdom. We have gift of pastoring, gift of teaching, gift of evangelism. These are the spiritual gifts that through the Spirit of God being His children and He is our Father, we can serve God through all these gifts. And also we have assurance that Jesus said, I am with you to the very end of the age, because that is the assurance that the Holy Spirit that lives in us, that is in us, and that is no more fear, because Jesus said, even I am with you to the very end of the age. What else? Being a child of God, what are the privileges that we receive being a child of God? Being a child of God, we receive discipline. We receive disciplines. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, discipline is one of our needs. Discipline means that God had not rejected us. God had accepted us. When you do wrong and God disciplines you, discipline is painful. Yeah, but discipline, that means God had accepted you as His child. In Hebrews 12 and verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. Because He loves us, He disciplines us. And He scourges every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God deal with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? If the father is not disciplining his son, it means he has no regard for his son. But God disciplines us. When we do wrong, God disciplines us because He loves us, He accepted us. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then we are bastards and not sons. If God will not discipline us, it means that God rejected us. But that is really our need. Discipline is really a proof that we are God's children. When God disciplines us, that is the proof that He had accepted us. And He is disciplining us for our sins. And you know, sometimes when God disciplines us, we want to retaliate, we want to fight back. We want to revenge. But that is not good. Every discipline we get, every spank you receive, that is for your own good. No chastening, verse 11. No discipline for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So there is a fruit of righteousness. God, we will receive it when we are disciplined by the Lord. So here, these are the privilege of being the children of God. And what else more? So first, we are redeemed. Second, we are justified. Third, we speak that we are adopted as children of God. And the fourth thing is, when we are a new creation, we are sanctified. Sanctified means that we are cleansed from our sins and our wrongdoing. What means the process of sanctification? Sanctification means that, you know, when we come to Christ, yes, our sins are forgiven, we are redeemed, we are justified. But still there are marks of sin, there are still sin in our lives. And when we receive the Spirit of God, The spirit that's inside us will work inside out to work certain things that will make us cleanse from our sin. Let's discuss this. What is sanctification? This is one of the important things to know about sanctification and how it works, and also our responsibility. We are part of this process of the sanctification. In 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, how the process of sanctification initiated and started to be cleansed from sin, that's sanctification. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but you are washed. Sanctification, we are washed from our sin by the blood of Jesus. You are washed, but you are sanctified. But we are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We are sanctified and washed by the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, when we receive Christ, the Spirit of God inside us will give birth to our dead spirit and start to walk in us to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That we will have joy, peace, love, we will have gentleness, kindness, we have self-control. We no more move towards sin, but to show the fruit of the Holy Spirit inside us. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, and we need to yield ourselves to that work of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13, speak about the elements of the process of sanctification. The elements of the process of sanctification, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 12. He says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate. The suffering of Jesus on the cross, the purpose of it, his blood was shed on the cross for the sanctification of us, the sanctification of his people from sin. We are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And we, you know, sanctification is that you are started to move away from sin, away from worldliness, away from lust, greed, anger, love of money, you know, all this sin, and start to live in holiness, to live a clean life, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. You know, we are being sanctified and changed every day from glory to glory by the Holy Spirit as we walk with Christ. In First Corinthians, sorry, second, sorry, Second Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18. Second Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18. Say, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. You know, when with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will change us from glory to glory, day by day, day after day, and start from inside, outside will be changed. But we need to yield to that work of the Holy Spirit, the work of the sanctification. Yes, true, it is the work of God, but we need to yield ourselves for it, and we will see the scriptures also and the importance of this point that we are discussing. We are also being sanctified by the Word of God. We are sanctified by the Word of God. Jesus prayed for us. Jesus had prayed for us in John chapter 17. In John John chapter 17 and verse 17. This is the prayer for us, and he, what is the prayer? He says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. He asked God that he will sanctify us by his word. And that's why we read the Bible. We read the Bible so that we will know the word of God, we will know what is sin. Right? And when we know sin, then we have to renounce sin, and we have to stop the sin that we are doing, and that's why daily we read the Bible, so that we will see the truth, and we need to decide to stop that sin, to renounce them and to cancel them. So that is sanctification through reading the Word of God. Sanctification, but not only by the name of Jesus, not only by the Holy Spirit, not only by the blood of Jesus, but by the reading the word, by the Word of God. As we come to know the Word of God, we know what is sin, and we start to confess our sins, start to renounce them. Amen. What else about sanctification? How God sanctifies us? How God sanctifies us? God sanctifies us by discipline. When He disciplines us, when God gives us discipline in Hebrews chapter 12, we go back to Hebrews chapter 12, you know, discipline, as He accepts us, we are His children, He disciplines us. And discipline will impart holiness, and we will impart also sanctification. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 and verse 11, we say, for they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but He, that's God, for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. When God disciplines us, we become partakers of His holiness. Verse 11, now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So here, when we are cleansed by the discipline, you know, there's holiness, there's impartation of from God into our life. There's impartation. That's why when we are disciplined, every time God disciplines, God is cleansing you from your sin. We have our responsibilities. It is our responsibility to yield to the process of sanctification and cleanse ourselves. It is our responsibility to yield to the process of sanctification and to cleanse ourselves. In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves. Amen. So it is our responsibility. Yes, God is the one who to clean us. But we need also to do our part. Let us, beloved, cleanse ourselves from all filthiness, worldliness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Amen. We need to cleanse ourselves. We need to fear God. And we need, you know, because... Listen to me, we cannot see God without holiness. We cannot see God without holiness. And what the scriptures tell us, that's why when every time the Holy Spirit or the Word of God show us sin, we need to confess our sin and to renounce them. You know, in First John chapter 1 verse Verse 9, they say, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See here? When you pray, don't tell Him, God, forgive my sins. Don't tell Him that. Tell Him your sin. Because if you tell Him, forgive me my sins, means that you don't know what you have done. But when you tell Him your sin, then you are aware of what you have done, displeasing God. Amen? That is very clear, because we need to know what we have done wrong. That's why we should ask forgiveness for our sin that we have done. So when you pray, tell Him your sin. Don't tell Him, forgive me my sin, but tell Him what sin you have done. And God is going to cleanse us as we confess and renounce, and we confess and renounce and we repent of our sins. God is going to cleanse us. In 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. You say, and the very God of peace sanctify you. The God of peace sanctify you, holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God sanctifies body and spirit and soul. That is the sanctification involving all this area in our lives. But we need to purify ourselves. Amen. Still we have our responsibility. In the book of 1 John, you know, there are some churches, listen to this, some churches and some doctrines, they say that at the time of death you will get totally sanctified, but that's not correct. Because at the time when we die, after death, there is no sanctification, there is judgment. These are the lies of David. At the time of death, there is no more sanctification, there is judgment, the Bible speaks. So what we need to do? We need to purify ourselves, cleanse ourselves, and be preparing ourselves, be ready before we die and before Jesus is coming. Yeah, there's no sanctification at the when we die, we are dead. We need to renounce our sin. What they mean here, if you are in certain sin, no problem, God is still accepting you. No, that is the false teaching. That's not the correct doctrine. Once you are aware of your sin by the Holy Spirit or by the Word of God, once you are aware, you are accountable to stop it. First John, is that clear? We have to do it before we die or before He is coming. If you want to meet Him in the heaven, to be with Him, that is it. We have to work it out. First John chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, he say, verse 2 and 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Verse 3, and every man that hath this hope in Him purifies himself. Amen. If we want to meet Him, we need to purify our self, even as He is pure. So whose responsibility now, God or us? Yes, God do His part, but we need to purify our self also as well. And Book of Matthew, chapter 5, and verse 8, it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. So here we need to purify ourselves, so that when Jesus will come, we are ready to meet Him. That is what we supposed to speak about sanctification. What a beautiful life we have in Christ. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. He shed His blood on the cross for our sin. He paid the price. We are justified. Our sins are covered. No one will tell you what you have done as you repented, as you are in Him. No one will tell you 10 years ago what you have done wrong, because you are justified. God cannot see your sin anymore, but He sees the righteousness of Jesus. And you become a child of God. You become part of the family. You get the privilege, the discipline, the love and the care and the direction. And under the process of sanctification. And sanctification is that God do His part as He shed His blood, as He give us the Holy Spirit, as He send His word, and we need to yield to the process of sanctification, so that we can say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's all this thing. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you have taught us. Let's come to God. Let us put ourselves into the hands of the potter. Yeah? The potter hand, you know, we are the clay, He is the potter. He have to shape us. He have to mold us. Yeah? Whatever plan, whatever things, whatever sin you need to renounce, renounce it now. Renounce it now. You cannot say, okay, when God will... No. God will not accept you if you are still in that sin when you die. That's not correct. You need now. You have now to settle. You have now to settle it. The potter hands. Let us be in the hands of the potter. We are the clay. Jesus, change us. Take your words and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm. so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All things are possible to those who believe. Hallelujah. Clap your hand to God. Praise the Lord.